had something I wanted to show you from last time. Let me see. Jigme, you guys have the new Dropbox that I did this morning? Yeah. So I wanted to talk about the. They mentioned a lama who had a deep realizations just by starting to read a lojong. Do you remember who the lojong was by? Do I remember who the lojong was by? A lama named Gyergom. Okay, a lama named Gyergom. And the, do you remember the name of the lojong? Diamond Song. Okay, the Song of the Diamond. There's a lot of songs of the diamond in the Kangyur and Tengyur. There are probably 20 or 30. But I thought I'd read you the line, the particular line that he hit, and then he had this deep understanding of bodhicitta. And it's in the whole lojong is in the database. It's in the ACIP database, and it would be nice to translate it someday if someone had spare time. It's catalog number 376, 0376. But it's a very beautiful lojong that we did not cover during the lojong course in the ACI, okay, which was, I think, 14 or something like that. Okay. Anyway, there's a line in there, or there's a lineage of the... of that lojong call, and this is the verse that it refers to. The verse goes like this: Lam chok sher ching geze seng sang shap gyawe menga kunzin kusali drong kun sewe jin zin gewa chen doe depen sum la suwan dep. So this is a verse of supplication. Suwan dep means supplication, asking the lamas for the blessing. When he hit the third line, He had an experience of bodhicitta because he was ready, like a pimple that was juicy. Okay, so we should rather be saying the fruit that was ready to fall, right? Because we're talking about positive qualities, right? So he was like a ripe fruit ready to fall. And so when he hit the third line, he had an experience of bodhicitta. The third line goes... Dro kun tse we jen zin gewa chen. Dro kun means all living beings. Tse we means out of love. Jen zin who takes them after him. The lama who takes all living beings after him in love. Gewa chen. So gewa chen means the one who possesses gewa. What's gewa?
Virtue.
Virtue. Okay, so gewa chen means the one who possesses virtue. In Sanskrit, that's kosala. Okay? Like we have kusali tsok in our tantric practice, right? So Kosala and Kusali are the same. So his name was Kosala or Kusali. The line before that says, Gyawe Mengak Kunzin, to the Lama who holds all the advices of the victors, right? Kusali. So you can get confused if you read that lojong and you don't know what's going on. There are two Kusalis, okay? And one is sometimes called Kosala, one is called Kusali. So in Tibetan, it's Gewa Chen Nyi, the two lamas whose names are the one who possesses virtue. So you can get messed up if you don't know that. And people have gotten messed up on that. Look, there's two Kusalis who came after each other. Then before that was Lam Chok Sher Ching Geje Senge Sang. Senge Sambo is a very, very famous commentator on the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. Do you know what Senge mean?
Lion.
Like Singapore. Singapore is land of the lion. Pur means full. P changes to F, R changes to L. Full means a place which is full, or a city is called Pur. And Senge means, or Singha means a city. I think there's a beer called Singha. Not that I would know. But Singapore. So Senge. Senge means lion, or sometimes Hari in Sanskrit. Hari or Singha, same thing. And then Sangbo means what in Sanskrit? It's a famous yoga pose. Vira Bajrasana. Badra, okay? Say Badra. I don't know why the yoga teacher is called Bajra. Bajrasana, right? Anyway, it's Badra. So... Senge Sangbo is Hari Badra. who is one of the most famous commentators on the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. We cataloged the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras in Moscow, waiting for pizzas. Right? It was like a 6-hour wait, if you combine all the 3 days. So we actually cataloged the whole section in the Kangyur while waiting for food from 9 to midnight in Russia. There's 100,000 verses, there's 20,000 verses, there's 8,000 verses, there's 18,000 verses. The 20,000 is really 25,000, etc. Okay. What are the shortest ones?
40.
Huh?
40 verses?
Heart Sutra.
One.
Heart Sutra or Diamond Cutter Sutra. But what's the shortest one of all? She's translated it. I said, Jigme, you can say you translated a sutra. It's called The Perfection of Wisdom in a Single Sound. And it's Ah. So you can say you memorized a sutra. You can just say Ah. Okay? It's the sutra, I mean, if you're going to memorize the whole thing, it says the Buddha sat down, somebody asked him what's the shortest way to present emptiness, and he said, Ah. This was translated by so-and-so, this is written by... You know, I mean, if you want to memorize the whole thing, I don't know if she's... You've translated the main part of it, right? Yeah, she did the whole thing. Hari Bhadra came later. He was an Indian pundit. And the later presentations are based on him. So in Sarah, May, the first 12 years of study are on his presentation of the Perfection of Wisdom. Okay? I think I have pictures of those lamas. You ready, you guys? Hari Bhadra first, 93B. There's Hari Bhadra. Sangha, in Tibetan, Sangha Sangbo. Okay? Then let's do Kusali. There's Kusali. They tend to look a little bit alike, right? And then how about Gewa Chen, which is Kosala, which is the third one. Another kind of similar too. Anyway, these three lamas are called the three captains of the ship, the three ship captains, okay? And it was in the verse where that said about the second one, when it said he was trying to help all living beings, that the person had a bodhicitta, had a spontaneous experience of bodhicitta. Okay? All right then. Because he had been doing all of those practices, pimple practices. Okay? All right. All right. Ningbo, we're on the words... Deltabu Sakchang, DELTABU'I, right here, okay? Yeah. So we're picking up there in the text. Everybody got it? Yep. Okay, here we go. Deltabu Sakchang Sundeb Kangla Cheyu. Deltabu means like that. Sakchang Sundeb, okay? Sakchang Sundeb. Soksak means make new good karma. Jang, Jipchang. Purify your old bad karma, and then sundep. Ask your lamas for help. Again, if you're going to do something important, what's the important thing that they are doing here? In this case, why should you do those three practices? Yeah, you're going to start to meditate, and specifically on your lama. Okay, that's what the jorchu are all about. The six preliminary practices are all about meditation. You should do them before you meditate, anytime. But specifically if before you meditate on your teacher, on your heart teacher. So that's why we're going through the six preliminary practices, all right? Because you're supposed to do them before meditation, like warming up before a race. And it would be foolish to try to run an Olympic race without warming up first. And meditation is the same, okay? And what I wanted to say, I was thinking about this morning, is that in my experience, it also works well before any other important thing you ever have to do. So if you're having a big business meeting that day for the Colorado Springs budget, or you know you're having a you're trying to ask some girl out on a date, or you know something important, do these three just before. You see what I mean? Go do the three practices. Collect some heavy good karma an hour before, right? And do a quick confession, a cleansing practice, and then ask your lamas for help. And then go do the thing. Like you have to appear in court for a traffic ticket, or you know, I don't know. You're negotiating on a new apartment or something. Then I'm serious. It's not just before meditation. You can do a quick sakchang sundep, and then go do the thing. Because whatever meeting you are headed for is coming from your mind, right? Whatever meeting you are headed for is coming from your mind. So if you want it to go well, do the sakchang and sundep before. I think it's also good to do yoga just before you go to, you know, get your prana. That's a tantric practice, to put your prana in the right place and then go to a meeting. You know, people are funny. They say, I'm going to skip my practice today because I have an important meeting. And if you do your physical practices, like yoga or tai chi or whatever you do, if you move the prana before you go to an important date of any kind, then it will alter the reality of that. It will alter the outcome of that meeting, you see? So it's a very cool thing to know. If you have often meetings with important people or stuff like that, you can adjust the outcome beforehand, okay? Do your yoga practice, get the prana moving, and do your soksat, jipjang, and sundep, okay? Do those three. It's cool. It's a cool thing, okay? If you have something important going on today, do those practices, okay? Okay. Sakchang Sundep Kangla Cheyu means who you gonna do them at. Okay, Yul here means the object or the place, desha, at which you are going to do the practices. Who are they directed towards, these practices? Tsokshin Ni, none other than. The Ni means none other than. It's the Da and Shunyata, right? Just emptiness. None other than the Tsokshin, okay? Tsokshin I've been calling Garden of Karma, and we'll explain that right now. Yinbe, that's who you should do those practices towards. Shin Gomba Shintu Kelchewe. Tsokshin Gomba Shintu Kelchewe. Shintu means what?
Extremely.
Kelchewa means important, okay? It's extremely important to meditate on the Tsokshin, or to practice with the Tsokshin, okay? Tsokshin means this assembly of lamas, okay? By the way, it's not exactly the same as the... Yeah, well, the refuge, yeah, the people that we've been going for refuge to, okay? We had a visualization earlier. It was where we were supposed to take our meditation posture, take refuge, think about bodhicitta. That was a slightly different group of people, okay? So you have to distinguish between the people towards whom you take refuge and the people towards whom you do your tsoksak dukjang sundep, okay? Mainly they're the same people, but the visualization is slightly different. Tsoksak yinbe. Gomba shindu kelchewe, dear, here, sache chik losu zepa yin. Sache means, we had it last night, sapche. Wah, wah. Sapche. Sapche means the splitting of the land, right? But it means an outline, okay? Sapche means an outline of a list of topics or a list of subjects, okay? It's very common in the Lamrim, the sapche, okay? But you can do a sapche of any great text, which means an outline of the main points. It's like the table of contents or something. Sapche, Loksu Zepa Yin means we have made a separate section of this Lamrim devoted to the Tsokshin. Why? Because it's so important before you meditate. You gotta, because of those three practices, get new good karma, clean out some old bad karma, ask your lamas for help. Those three are so important, directed towards this assembly of, a different assembly of lamas, that we have, Loksu Zepa means we have separated it out and made a separate category out of it in the structure of the Lamrim, okay? Sokshin Shepa. Now I like this part because he's going to explain why they call it the Garden of Karma. Okay? Sokshin. Say Sok. Shin. Sok. Shin. A lot of people say Sokshin, which in Tibetan is a different word. Okay, say Shin.
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 Okay, there are two separate sounds in Tibetan, high tone, low tone. Shin.
Shin.
Shin means a tree or wood. Shing means a field, an agricultural field, okay? So people get them mixed up because they mispronounce them. The transcription, the way to write it in Roman letters is S-H-I-N-G and Z-H-I-N-G. But it doesn't mean that the second one is pronounced Jing. It's just that there's no other S sound in English to use. So then people get confused about that. And they think they're supposed to say Tsok Jing. Okay? That's just the transcription. That's just how it's represented in Roman letters. It's not the pronunciation. The pronunciation is a low tone sha. Xing. Say Xing. Okay? In transcription, Z-H-I-N-G. Okay? The word for wood? Xing. High tone. Same thing. They are both sha. One is high tone, one is low tone. People don't get it. And then they mix up the... They mix them up everywhere. Like Tsongkhapa's name is mixed up. Like Sivananda Yoga Centers, the name of their centers is misspelled. The name of Sri Lanka is misspelled. Okay? People don't get it. The name for Sanskrit is misspelled, but that's another story. Okay. Because they're mixing up the transcription with the pronunciation. Okay? It's like incredible. All right. Sachichin Losa Zebian. I don't know. Sokshin Shepa. What does the word Sokshin mean? He says. I like this. This is very useful. Western minds crave this kind of thing. Tell me what Sok. Why is it called Sokshin? Shepa Yang. Sok Sokbe Shin Yinbe. Well, it's a Shin for collecting Soks. Okay? Meaning it's a field for collecting masses of good karma. Okay, masses of good karma. Now I ask you, does that fully cover its function to explain it that way? It's called Sokshin because it's a field, Shin, for collecting masses, Tsok, of good karma. Does it fully reflect its function? No. Why? Why not?
It's also for purifying.
Yeah, it's missing the two other parts. You should have called it Sok Jang Sundep Shin. Right? It should be called the field for making new good karma, wiping out old bad karma, and making requests to your lama for help. So you have to understand that the literal explanation of the word that they use is incomplete. It's not just a merit field. Okay? It's a merit bad karma requesting field. Okay? But the word is Sokshin, all right? And not Sokshin. Right? It's not a tree of merit. So I forget the people. It's Wu. It's unbelievable. Okay, Xing Yinbe. Therefore, it's Sokshin. That's why we call it Sokshin. She Jawa Xing. By the way, just for Nick and Ningbo and those other Tibetan nerds, Phil, he's playing with us. Listen, Sokbe Xing Yinbe Sokshin She Jawa Xing. Xing Xing Xing. Okay. What are the meanings of those three shings? First one?
Shing.